Hello, this is Scott with the Android Guys App Review Podcast. I'm here with Luke.
Luke. Hey.
You're going to review game for us today?
Sure am.
Ant Legion, I'm looking at here.
Ant Legion, yep.
Like the little crawly...
Yeah, the bug.
Yeah?
The insect.
All right, I'm in. Tell me.
All right, so this game... this game is one I think that we both had been seeing on Instagram.
Yes.
And the ad I think we had seen was like, you have this ant colony and then there's like a big like aardvark or something that comes and attacks. And it's like, save the...
It was like, they were attacking an apple or something. And yeah, you're like, no, this is...
It's our apple.
Yeah, like, gang up on him.
Yeah.
Take on the bigger bug.
And so I was like, all right, I'll play it. I'll see what it is. And... so far, this game is, is boring.
Really?
Yeah, so all it is, you have this ant colony, and you are going through and collecting food and building barracks for troops of different kind of ants that do different things, and then you have a... You know, an entrance to your colony. You have leaf piles where you're collecting food, and it's just a farming game. That's all it is. It's a timed farming game where you build troops and you go and fight bugs, but you don't actually go and actually do any fighting. It's not any real time fighting. There's no like strategy to it. It's just, do I have enough ants made to defeat this thing I'm trying to defeat? And then what do I do next? Oh, well, I guess I just check and see what the progress meter says to do.
Oh, I need to collect more food.
It looks like upgrade your storage to level 2. Okay. Well, wait, you need your queen upgraded to level 2 first. Oh, okay. Oh, and then you need your entrance upgraded to level 2. So I'm just going through and doing these things, and I'm getting gems to be able to unlock some stuff, and I'm getting you can speed up by buying things. You can speed up your time on upgrades. It's just kind of like a lead you around clicking on things game. There's really, I don't know why I'm doing any of the things I'm doing.
Yeah.
See, there's no objective. Like, there's objectives to meet. There's a list of things to do, but it's not like I have any agency of picking what I do in what order or how I want to do it. It's just, you kind of go, oh, okay, upgrade. That's it.
Now, based off of the videos that I saw and the ads that I saw, it looked like a gorgeous game.
Yeah.
Is it a gorgeous game?
The graphics are fine.
Okay.
They're decent. It's not, there's movement to them. The sound is actually very good. Like, there's a lot of nature sounds and like, I guess bug sounds. That's a weird thing to say. I don't really know what bugs sound like necessarily, but you know, it feels like you're out like in nature. You hear birds, you hear wind rustling, you hear leaves. There's the music is pleasant. But it's like this mix of like old style, like Age of Empires 2 kind of graphics on like going around the map and like doing things. And then there is, kind of like that old school mafia game that everybody played on their phone of like having to upgrade your goons. Instead here, you're upgrading ants.
Right.
And you're just going through and picking from a list of things like what you can afford at that time. It's the same game I think everybody's played once. It's just this is skinned with ants.
And that doesn't make it any more interesting.
No. Okay. I thought it would be like, oh, I'm fighting, you know, this beetle. And you do fight beetles and worms and stuff, but it's just a picture of one. And then it's like a win or lose.
So
it's
there's not no, like fun animated battles?
No.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay, so... replay value, is it a game that you find yourself wanting to come back and like, I'm guessing you don't care whether you level this up or that up unless the game tells you to.
Right. Yeah. No, I won't say a lot of time into it, but I put a decent amount to just be like, am I crazy? Am I missing something? And, you know, maybe if I get through this, it opens up and, you know, I have the freedom to kind of just, what is the game I want
to
play in
this? Am I trying to make a bigger colony? Am I trying to protect my queen?
It's not that. I mean, you are creating a bigger colony. You're going out and exploring more of the yard or wherever you are, but it doesn't tell me why. Okay. Like, I don't see any benefits of it. I get resources and stuff, but that's like, I don't know. It just is kind of like, it's the same as all of those other kind of farming games.
Okay. Now, was this a free game?
It was free.
Would you say you get a fair amount of game for the value? Like
that value? I mean, it's right in line with all of those other kind of games. There's a lot to do.
Do you feel like you've got things tucked behind a paywall?
No. I think you run out of, you know, those games are designed to make you want to spend money to keep playing.
Yeah.
So you'll run out of resources, and those resources build up again over time. But if you want to, you know, play a long game session, you're probably going to end up, as you level up and get farther in game, you're going to end up using those resources faster, which means you're going to have to buy resources if you want to keep playing.
Gotcha.
What about
ads throughout the game?
Notifications? You know, it's not really that bad with ads at all. Okay. It really isn't. There are notifications. There's a lot of notifications. But nothing that's like over what I would feel acceptable for a free game. It's not putting me off. It's just one of those like, my stamina's back, or your leaf pile is full, or your troops have finished training.
Okay.
Come back and, you know, send them out or something. Like, that's all fine.
But it's the big question is, to what end?
Right. And that's the thing is I don't understand why I'm playing this game.
Meh. Let's score it.
All right.
Let me see how you feel. Graphics 1 to 5.
Graphics 3.
3? All right. As far as audio, it sounded like you kind of enjoyed
it. Audio's good. 4. I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Replay value?
2.
Okay. And as far as the features that you get for the free game?
It's a 3. You know, it's pretty standard.
All right. And in terms of ads and notifications in your experience?
I would give that a 4 because it doesn't seem very intrusive. It's not, there's no like pop-up ads in my way when I'm trying to do something or anything like that.
All right. So you're looking at a 3.2.
Okay. It's not bad.
Sounds about average.
Yeah.
A little bit above average.
Yeah. It's not exciting. I think the thing that was frustrating to me the most, it's not the game I saw in the advertisement.
Gotcha.
I was expecting some sort of like, oh, I'm trying to build up this ant colony, and then I'm going to go fight this aardvark, or I'm going to go fight this, you know, snake or something. And it's not that. It's just, you know, tap, 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 wait for things to upgrade, and tap more.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sharing your opinion anyways.
No problem.